Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
And the deep state and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and so many more would like to see, and that's InfoWars flatlining, InfoWars life functions terminated. But we're still here, myself, the great crew, and you all in this together. Now, Owen Troyer here one more day for Alex Jones. He will be back today, most likely after the show. But we may be hearing from Alex before the end of the show as major developments in the Sandy Hook case in Connecticut, where the judge has just suspended attorney Norm Pattis for 6 months, allegedly for conduct she didn't like during the Sandy Hook trial. Now, this is more interesting than just dealing with Sandy Hook or Alex Jones' attorney, Norm Pattis, because Norm also represents me. I was due in court later this month, so that's going to throw a wrench into my legal defense with my two ongoing cases, arrested for supporting Trump. Total Democrat persecution, in my view. So it looks like that's going to affect me as well, not to mention the numerous other January 6th defendants that Norm Pattis is currently in the middle of trial defending, with jury selection ongoing, the likes of Joe Biggs and others. Now, did that play into this decision? I guess you're just going to have to make up your own mind on that. But there you go. Alex Jones' attorney, Norm Pattis, suspended law license for 6 months. He is appealing it. He is in trial and court cases right now. He's a very busy attorney defending more than just Alex Jones. And really, I mean, I don't want to put words in Norm's mouth. I mean, I would consider Norm a classical liberal in the sense that he supports free speech, in the sense that he doesn't like big government corruption running people's lives, ruining people's lives. But that's just a quick take on that from me. We may be hearing from Alex on that before the end of the day. I don't know about hearing from Norm, considering he's going to be pretty busy today, not just with his ongoing trials, but dealing with this suspension that came down today. So that's big news. We'll be continuing to cover it at InfoWars.com. And I can't belabor that story because I've got so much other important news developing today. Obviously, 0 for 11, McCarthy now. All signs point to 0 for 12 incoming whenever they decide to run that gambit again. And it looks like it'll be starting here just momentarily, but I'll just tell you, it's going to be 0 for 12. So this is going to be hilarious to watch. But there's other news developing there. And like I said, it's amazing to just sit here and watch this play out, and it couldn't be more obvious. And I suppose to the same voices that were anti-Trump in 2015 and 2016, using virtually the same rhetoric, basically, oh, if you support Trump and you don't support Bush or whatever they were wanting at the time, the country's over, it's a doomsday scenario, worst thing ever, Trump will destroy the country. The exact same threats that the exact same people were telling us about Trump are now the exact same people in the exact same threats telling us if we don't get McCarthy, it's a doomsday scenario. Then there's the issue of this whole January 6th anniversary nonsense that we'll be getting into as well. They are going to milk this cow forever. I mean, they tell you January 6th is worse than September 11th. So, of course, they're going to be doing their ceremonies and their grandstanding. And, folks, we've got other big news today. It is a loaded transmission. Absolutely loaded.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting. Take another tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I gotta tell you, I'm not feeling pressure with all the major news breaking today, filling in for Alex Jones. I feel blessed, I feel excited, and I'm honored to be here with you today on this Friday, January 6, 2023. And I ask God for the vision and the strength and the patience and the clarity to be super effective in this important transmission today. And there's about four or five stories that are just of the utmost importance that any other day would be the top story. You'd spend all 3 hours on it in a three-hour transmission, or it's going to be a four-hour transmission today. I'll be doing all 4 hours. And you'd spend all 4 hours on that, maybe take calls, get special guests. But there's like four or five stories, maybe even six, quite frankly, that have reached that level of importance that I'm really going to have to be doing my best work here today. So I just ask God to give me the vision and the strength and the clarity to be ultimately effective transmitting this news to you live. Here on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer filling in. Alex will be back today. We may even be hearing from him live on the show. So where do I begin? Let's just briefly lay out the big stories. Now, I mentioned the big story with Norm Pattis, Alex Jones' attorney, my attorney, other January 6th defendants who are in trial right now, their attorney. He's just been suspended by the Connecticut judge from the Sandy Hook case. Now, think what you want about that. That just went down this morning. Legitimate, illegitimate, persecution, politically driven. I'll leave that up to you. Maybe we'll hear from Alex or Norm sometime. But Norm obviously busy, and Alex as well, trying to get back into the office and back to work. But I can't even belabor that big story today because here we go again. Kevin McCarthy is about to lose a 7th wasn't embarrassing enough for him. He's going to go for 12 today. And according to his own words, he could be 0 for 100 by the end of the month. He'll be 0 for 100. I mean, if they do four votes a day for the rest of the month and McCarthy loses every time, he's going to be 0 for 100. Sorry, I'm laughing. It's just hilarious. But okay, we'll have that. And here's what I'm going to do. And really, I should maybe try to do this in the first segment if I can. If I can't, we'll come back and do it immediately in the next segment. There are four big issues right now. There's Kevin Pelosi, McCarthy. Four big issues right now that are Pelosi's rules that Kevin McCarthy wants to keep intact that the 20 Republican holdouts want to get rid of. Now, I'll tell you those four rules and why it's so important, which to me just proves that Kevin McCarthy is doing the bidding of the deep state. He would have conceded on these four issues if he was really working to make America great again, if he was really working for a non-swamp favoring rule book for the 118th Congress. So we're going to get into the importance of that as the 12th vote begins. But we also have this whole January 6th ceremony, remembrance, like it's September 11th phenomenon that needs to be addressed. And there's going to be a bit of a, I'll admit that it's going to seem a little bit inconsistent here with my coverage today, dealing with what the Democrats did this morning versus what the Republicans are about to do, keeping Kevin McCarthy away from the speaker position and the gavel for the 12th time, where I'm going to point out the Democrat unification and say, see, this is what Republicans never do, but then also going to be supporting the fact that the Republicans aren't unifying for Kevin McCarthy. So I'll admit there's maybe even a double standard coming from me today, but is it really a double standard if I see it and admit it and then explain why I feel that way? We will. But what the Democrats did on the Capitol steps today is just, it's just disgusting. And every single one of those Democrats that took part in that ceremony know they were lying, know that they lied to the American people about January 6th and Brian Sicknick and all the other stuff. And it's, quite frankly, it's beyond insulting. You know, I'm not the family of Ashley Babbitt. I'm not the family of Roseanne Boylan. I'm not actually family with the people that died on January 6th. But it's funny that the Democrats get up there talking about people that died on January 6th and the violence. All the people that died on January 6th were Trump supporters. But they don't tell you that. Trump supporters killed by police. They don't tell you that. I mean, think about it's numbing. It's mind numbing that for years, Democrats will have massive displays, massive ceremonies telling you how bad cops are, specifically after a policeman kills an unarmed person like George Floyd, which I'm not even saying that was the case. I believe it was the drug overdose that led to George Floyd's cardiac arrest, as the autopsy said, but the mainstream media lies and continues to lie about it. Fine. But see, the point is that Democrats will have these massive, grandiose displays saying how bad it is when police officers kill unarmed Americans, and then they'll riot for months on end and justify it because of the police behavior. But then, with their January 6th ceremonies, where it was police officers that killed five unarmed people or four unarmed people that day, and then they get up there and they have a ceremony celebrating it. But it's worse than that. I'll explain coming up. Now you've got the issue where, and look, I took a lot of flack for this. I had callers calling in and disagreeing with me, and that's perfectly fine. I am perfectly okay with that. But I said I believe that it was the hit that caused the cardiac event on the football field on Monday night that could have potentially been made worse with a vaccine. I still don't know his vaccine status. They still haven't made any public statements as far as that's concerned. But after the doctors that were working on him made their statement yesterday, and then follow-up reports from other doctors who weren't working on him but are going on TV doing interviews pretending like they know, and they're all saying the same thing. Nothing to do with the vaccine. Nothing to do with the vaccine. Don't talk about the vaccine. Well, wait a second. If you come out and you're honest, and the truth of the matter is that Damar Hamlin did not get a COVID-19 vaccine, then fine. Go on air and say the COVID-19 vaccine had nothing to do with this because he didn't get it. But they're not saying that, are they? All they're saying is that it has nothing to do with the COVID-19 vaccine. But they don't tell you that's because he didn't get it. Now, at this point, because you see, here's the difference. I didn't come on air and say that this was because of the COVID-19 vaccine because I don't know if he's been vaccinated. I can sit here and I can point to thousands of other cardiac events. We did whole gigantic news reports and compilations of hundreds of other athletes that we know got the vaccine and that we know had a cardiac problem, and others where we know of kids that died after getting the vaccine where they admitted the vaccine killed them. So I've got all the cases that show the COVID-19 vaccine has killed tens of thousands of people. That's according to the own government records. There is no debate there, just lies and propaganda and denial. But see, I wouldn't say that the COVID-19 caused the cardiac arrest because I don't know his vaccination status. So tell me why a doctor, multiple doctors, would go on TV and tell you and say in utmost authority and confidence that this has nothing to do with the COVID-19 vaccine, even though they do not tell you whether or not he's been vaccinated. If you said he never took a COVID-19 vaccine, therefore this couldn't have been caused by the vaccine, then fine, fair enough. But they don't do that. They just say, don't ask about the vaccine, don't ask about the vaccine status, and this had nothing to do with the vaccine, stop talking about it. Well, I'll tell you what, the minute that you can show us the proof that he never took the vaccine, then people will stop talking about this being related to the vaccine, and we can have the other debate about the future of football. But they just say, don't ask, don't tell, nothing to do with the vaccine. Really? Did he get the vaccine? That doesn't matter. Seems like it would matter for you to say it had nothing to do with it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Activity I've seen so far today, I expect Kevin McCarthy will lose a 12th straight vote. And you know what's interesting about this process now, as we're on day four of it, is not just the futility that we continue to see exercised. We understand that now. What's interesting is we started to yesterday get a better idea into what the major issues were as far as why the holdouts will not vote for McCarthy. And so we're going to get into that here in a second. But what's odd is that's not getting the focus. Of all of these speeches on the floor and of all of these speeches trying to say why we need McCarthy or don't, or people just taking the stand to make their own points, nobody's really getting into the issues of the matter, which is odd to me. And even when they go on TV, many are not really discussing the issues either. I don't understand that, but that has been the case. And while the Republican holdouts have still, with another night, all been on message, all been on point, all been unwavering, all been effective, the one thing I think that's lacking here is a proper explanation of why they're holding out. And when you get an explanation into that, I think it'll make more sense. And so I was looking into that yesterday, and I have a better idea now of what is the situation. Let's start with two of them that are extremely important. And these are Pelosi rules, by the way, that Pelosi made. And one is a single member of the House can step up and basically has the power to remove the Speaker of the House. And Pelosi changed that. That rule had been in for a while. Pelosi changed that, so I think that it had to be four, or I don't remember the exact number. Pelosi basically made it a lot harder to get an ouster of the speaker. Well, of course Pelosi wants that. She likes centralized power, and she knew she had the gavel, and she wanted to make sure she maintained it, especially considering the heat that was put on her from AOC and the squad ahead of the vote for speaker, where they were going to do a little holdout like this. But basically they caved before it went down. Then Pelosi made the rules so that not a single one of them could stand up and have Pelosi removed. McCarthy won't concede that. But it makes sense, doesn't it? If the Speaker of the House is no longer doing the will of the Republican Party, or the Speaker of the House has got out of line, or the Speaker of the House isn't doing the will of the people, then one person can step up and have the ouster begin. Why doesn't McCarthy want that? That's pretty important. Here's another one of utmost importance, and this might even be bigger than the last one. Campaign funding of the primaries. The holdouts want to stop the major Republican super PACs and donor class and the GOP from getting involved in primary funding. Why? Well, isn't the why obvious? And when you realize how obvious the why is, then you realize how obvious it is why they don't want that to stop. Why would the Republican Party want to be involved in the campaign financing of the primaries so desperately? Well, isn't it obvious? Didn't we just see why in the midterms? Because they get involved in the primary process. They can make sure that people, they hope, like people like Joe Kent and others, can't even get past the primary process. So the Republicans will get to hand pick from the very beginning who they want in office with their funding. So does that make sense? So if you have two candidates coming up, let's say in Washington, like Joe Kent, it's a damn shame we don't have Congressman Joe Kent. But the Republicans didn't help with that, and they're glad, and they want to keep that trend continuing. So the Republicans can come in, and they can say, okay, here's the primary process. Who's going to do our bidding? Who's going to cave to our will? Who can we control? And when they have that answer, or they'll just select their person and insert them into any race they want, and then they have the power of the purse of their hundreds of millions of dollars, which they all brag about Kevin McCarthy raising every time, whether it's Dan Crenshaw or all these other people that go on television and tell you how great McCarthy is, they can only say one thing, and that's how much money he raises. What does that do for you at home? Just curious. McCarthy raising a bunch of money, does that help you at home? You really care about that? Is that your biggest priority? Not saying it's not important. But so that's what the Republican Party wants. They want to be able to control the primary process. And so you may notice this. The nice way of going after politicians you don't like, and it's probably the more professional way, and sometimes I slip off on this, and you know, I'll resort to name-calling and insults, and I try not to do that, but you know, you get with a guy like Dan Crenshaw, you can't help yourself. But the polite, professional way is to say, okay, we're going to primary you. Right? Instead of just coming out and saying, Dan Crenshaw, this guy sucks. Eye patch McCain. You just say, wow, Dan, you've really embarrassed yourself and you've really shown the people that you don't care about the country and you care more about the D.C. establishment and elites. We're going to primary you. Well, that's a threat because in the primary process, there's more of a level playing field. But if the Republicans are involved in the financing of it, well, then all of a sudden one guy can get $10 million in the primary process and then the other guy or gal is forced to do fundraising on their own, which is obviously a lot harder when running a campaign, to get the millions of dollars in fundraising. So in the primary process, if you know you've got millions of dollars from the Republicans, you can focus on your campaign. They'll pay for all your ads. They'll pay for all your events. And you don't even have to worry about campaign fundraising. So you see why that's so important? Why won't McCarthy concede on that? Because he loves the power of the purse. He gets all the D.C. elite money, and he wants the ability to dole it out as he sees fits. And if that harms people like Joe Kent, then they don't care because they don't like Joe Kent. They don't want him in there. He would be probably another holdout against McCarthy. So you see how that works? They also want to vote on term limits. This is a more minor issue to me, quite frankly. I think it goes both ways. I can see why term limits are a good thing. You look at someone like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, there's your argument for term limits. But it goes both ways. Look at Rand Paul. You want Rand Paul to not be able to keep running and getting into office? Not to mention, if you have term limits, who ends up really running things in Congress? Well, a lot of these staffers. The staffers can be there for decades and decades, and some of these new people get in, and if you don't have anybody there that's long in the tooth, you're kind of looking around for help, maybe not knowing what to do, and then the staffers end up running everything. So I think that one's a give and take. They also want a stricter border. They want a fair tax act. And then the other big one is they want a balanced budget is what they say. But really, here's the practical exercise. It's that they want new rules when it comes to these bills so that basically you can't have a bill land on your desk with 48 hours left to approve it. So they're going to get rid of that. And I don't know, they haven't really proposed an exact time, but I mean, really, the number should be at least 2 weeks. I mean, it should be a 2 week minimum. You're going to put a bill on my desk. Plus, they want single vote, single issue appropriations bills as well, so that this massive bill doesn't come out with 100 things on it that they don't even know about.
Taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria, take your immune system to the next level and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And now, what it's
your
all
host,
about.
Owen Schroyer.
Isn't that really what it's all about? We're sick of government lies. We're sick of government corruption. Same thing with the media. Views itself as the government. It does. I mean, can't you see that by the arrogance that they go on TV at night? You better vote McCarthy. Like, it's a hostage situation when nobody wants McCarthy. You talk to the average American that votes Republican, you talk to the average conservative, nobody wants McCarthy. Only the swamp, only the deep state. And now we know why. Because it's tyranny. It's centralized power. They want Kevin McCarthy to have centralized power without the ability to remove him if he's not acting well. They want the ability to put a 1,000-page bill on your desk and you get one night to read it with 100 different issues in it, vote it and pass it. And then the one issue and it's like funding veterans or something. And then if you don't vote for it, they say, look, he hates veterans.
So they want one issue bills, one vote, one issue bills. They want time to read gigantic spending bills. They want to get the Republican Party and all the big money out of the primary process for a more fair primary process so we can primary swamp creatures like Dan Crenshaw, who's really just really disgraced himself this week. As if, I mean, he was already like hanging by a thread. Just hanging by a thread of any public support from the conservative Republican community. That's all gone now. He's completely broke. And so I hope I did a good job in the last segment laying out the issues that the holdouts have. But in case I didn't do a good enough job, Matt Gaetz has just stepped up to the podium, and he is speaking right now. And so here is Matt Gaetz explaining why I suspect the 20 holdouts will once again not vote for McCarthy. Here it is.
Several believe that one earns the position of speaker by raising enormous sums of money, and there is no doubt that the individual that was nominated by Mr. Garcia is the LeBron James of special interest fundraising in this town. There is nobody better. But I would suggest that there are qualifications for speaker that are far more important. There are attributes that are far more important. Jim Jordan has those, and I am submitting his name for nomination at this time. I heard my colleague from California, Mr. Garcia, say that we seek pure, selfless intent, and I could not agree more with that assessment. Mr. Jordan, indeed, is reflective of pure, selfless intent. I don't know that the same can be said for the Republican alternative. Let's start with purity. Many of you have seen the reports that there are negotiations to determine whether or not, on this side of the aisle, there can be a deal. A meeting of the minds, a grand bargain that would allow us to proceed with the speakership. And I want all of my colleagues to know, regardless of your perspective on me, how impure some of those negotiations have gone. And I want the country to know. The principal goal of the people who are objecting to Mr. McCarthy on the Republican side is that we don't believe the rules of this place unlock the potential of all of the members to be able to cast votes on individual bills and to offer amendments on Appropriations Act. And we're also concerned about spending that has ballooned our debt and borrowed against the future generations of American citizens. And Mr. McCarthy said, well, goodness, to the objectors, why do you want to be on the Oversight and Judiciary Committee and you never submit your names to be on the Rules Committee or the Appropriations Committee? And so, gosh, if you'll get a list of folks who are willing to come early on fly-in days for rules and folks who are willing to take on the extra burden of our appropriators who work so hard, then I'll certainly work to do that. And so we endeavored in good faith, in pure good faith, to create that list. And then what did Mr. McCarthy do? He went out to the media and came to other members of the conference and said, see, they just want jobs for themselves. That is not pure. Selflessness. Selflessness is not selling shares of yourself to the lobby corps and then doing their bidding at the expense of the American people. But there certainly is intent. And it's an intent driven almost exclusively by personal ambition. And that ambition is paralyzing the House now. Madam Clerk, at this time, there is great trust in Mr. Jordan, and that's why I am nominating him. And there is insufficient trust in Kevin McCarthy. There are some who have been objecting to Mr. McCarthy who are working on perhaps changes to the rules, changes to circumstance that would convert the speakership from the great, awesome, powerful position it is now to more of a ceremonial position, almost akin to the speaker in the British House of Commons. I referred to it previously as a straitjacket that some of us were trying to construct with better rules and better personnel because we do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power because we know who he will use it for and we are concerned it will not be for the American people. We trust Jim Jordan. I nominate him, and I'm going to vote for him.
All right. I think that's about as well said as it can be right there for Matt Gaetz. Now, the vote is underway. It's just begun. I don't think anything changes here, folks. I have no reason to believe anything changes. I don't know if the votes for somebody other than McCarthy will be the number 20, as they have been in the past, but I still believe McCarthy won't get the votes. Do we want to go to this Lauren Boebert now, guys, too? Let's pick up some audio of Boebert here quickly.
Who unanimously was elected as chairman, whom I believe can unite this Republican conference and put forward the agenda that we all promised to work hard on and serve our American people to the best of our abilities with. I believe that Kevin Hern will be a fighter for our national debt. I get texts on a regular basis at how inflation is hurting families, how grocery prices are skyrocketing.
Yeah, we got news on that today.
He has crafted a budget that balances and will bring that to the floor to help the American people. Madam Clerk, I nominate Kevin Hern as Speaker.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you've got Hern, you've got Jordan. They'll get some votes. I don't know if Donalds will get some votes. My guess is it'll be 20 again. I don't know if anybody's flipping yet. And I will say this, you know, I got a lot of messages, people saying, hey, I've emailed my congressman, I've emailed my representative, I've sent them a message, I've called their offices and told them, please stop voting McCarthy. And so I imagine that they're being inundated at this point with messages, emails, phone calls telling them not to vote for McCarthy. So much so, I think a lot of them have just decided we're not answering emails anymore. They told their staff don't even respond anymore. And people were calling in, and I mean, it's kind of a weird scenario because you're dealing with InfoWars that is like right here live. I mean, this is as live and transparent and connected to you, the audience. Like, this is all of us. I'm up here behind the microphone, and we got the crew in here switching and running the cameras and everything. But this is a live show that it consists of millions of people. And so people were calling in yesterday because that's what we do. We're open here. Everybody gets to talk. This is like the real Congress here. And people were calling in, and we were hoping to get Marjorie Taylor Greene on yesterday saying, you need to ask this. You need to say this. You need to do this, which, of course, probably is why she didn't come on. Now, I'm not blaming the audience for that. That's what we do here. We're open. We talk. And I don't know that that's the case, but basically, you know, we never got Marjorie Taylor Greene on, and her staff quit answering our calls. And I would always say, even when the callers were skeptical, I'd say, look, I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I think she's a good person. She has her reasons for voting for McCarthy again. Hopefully she can come on and explain it. Never came on. But I will say, if Marjorie votes for McCarthy again today, that's just a little concerning at this point to me. Again, I'm not changing tune on my general perspective from Marjorie Taylor Greene. I still think she's a good person. I still think she's one of the good guys. I don't think she's controlled opposition, as others have suggested, and others have made even more aggressive suggestions about Marjorie Taylor Greene this week. I'm not on that board. But I will say at this point, why has Marjorie Taylor Greene not changed her vote? Why is she so loyal to Kevin McCarthy? I really, at this point, don't understand it, and that's because she hasn't offered an explanation. Now would be the day to switch her vote, Marjorie. Now would be the day to say, look, I was loyal to Kevin. I wanted to be part of this Republican Party that got behind Kevin. It's not working, and so I'm not going to be voting for Kevin McCarthy today. We'll see if that's the story, but I doubt it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Switched his vote back to Kevin McCarthy. Boebert, Bishop, and I forget the others, and Gates, just so four other votes right now. Bishop, Boebert, Gates, the other name skips my head right now. But Donald switches his vote back to McCarthy. Now, I want to get ahead of another thing as Lauren Boebert puts this message out last night. We're not, because this is all the naysayers to the 20 Republican holdouts are saying, you're just making a point, you're just grandstanding, you just want clicks, you just want campaign donations. I don't believe that for a second to be the case. Lauren Boebert says, we're not making a point, we're making a change. I agree. And I would just say this to get ahead of an issue here. To the Republicans, and I hope that they can get this message some way or another. Obviously, they're voting right now, but to the Republican holdouts, if McCarthy does end up becoming Speaker without the concession somehow, even if he becomes Speaker today or next week, and we don't get all the concessions that we want that are common sense stuff, do not put your tail behind your legs. Do not feel ashamed. Do not feel embarrassed, because you've already been given the next winning argument platform. If McCarthy wins, the Republican holdouts need to come out and make a joint statement and just say, hey, look, we tried to do something for the American people. We tried to finally get some change instituted in D.C., and we failed. The swamp won again. So here's our message to the American people. Watch as D.C., specifically conservatives and Republicans, watch as D.C. politics doesn't change at all with Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. It's beautiful. It's perfect. Because now you've put the onus back on the GOP and back on Kevin McCarthy to actually at least pretend like they care about the American people. And they won't. And you'll see politics as usual in D.C., and you'll see massive omnibus spending bills with less than 24 hours to read them, and you'll see primary funding going to the deep state swamp nominations, not the grassroots conservatives. And it'll just be the same thing in D.C. And so I just hope that if McCarthy does end up getting beyond the threshold here, that the Republicans don't hide and quiver, but instead stand tall and say, okay, hey, we put forth a good faith effort. We tried to do something to get some change finally in D.C. It failed. Now you watch your government, business as usual. They'll add trillions to the debt. They'll do nothing about the border. They'll primary grassroots conservatives out of the process, and D.C. will continue to dominate the rest of the country. So enjoy it. Watch it. We tried to stop it. We failed. We'll try again next time. Simple as that. That's all they have to do. Now, I think, actually, even though that's what I would do and what I think they should do, I will tip my hat to Matt Gaetz, who I think has made another move of political brilliance here. Representative Matt Gaetz threatens to resign from Congress if Republicans give Democrats control of the chamber just to elect McCarthy as Speaker of the House. Again, I think this is brilliant. Even though I'm saying, hey, don't put your tail behind your legs and between your legs and run, I don't really view that's what Gaetz is doing. I think Gaetz is just going all in here and saying, hey, look, if the Democrats are willing to work to get McCarthy in, or Republicans are willing to reach across the table and threaten us by putting a Democrat in charge, then fine, let them do it. We'll call it out and I'll walk away from the whole thing. I think it's another act of political brilliance from Matt Gaetz, because it highlights the issue here that clearly McCarthy is the swamp candidate. Clearly McCarthy is who the Democrats even want in there. I get, you know, I'm sure they'd prefer Jeffries, but they'd prefer McCarthy as the one is with better odds than Jeffries. So that will just highlight that issue. And that's going to be the key here. Now, the one thing I wish the holdouts would do better is voicing their concerns and voicing these concessions better so the American people understand it better. The amazing thing is the American people, though, are really tuned in more than ever. And I think they just understand, generally speaking, why we don't like Kevin McCarthy and why he represents the swamp and why he represents the D.C. elite. I think the American people understand that, basically speaking. But they need to understand the issues here better so that they can understand if, God forbid, McCarthy gets in and railroads D.C. down our throat again, we'll know how and why it happened. With the primary spending, with the unable to remove the speaker when he goes rogue or goes swamp, and the border and all these other issues. Quickly, here's some other headlines. Why do 201 GOP representatives continue to vote for Kevin McCarthy, who gets an F in Liberty Score from Conservative Review? Conservative Review, a great outlet if you want to look at voting records, absolutely. And they've got their own system for analyzing voting records with the principles of liberty, and Kevin McCarthy gets an F. Of course he does. He's a swamp creature. He's the LeBron James of special interest money and doling it out to who will work for the swamp instead of the American people. But here come the threats. Conservatives warn of doomsday scenario if McCarthy fails in speaker race where Democrats neuter GOP power. Doomsday scenario. Folks, in case you haven't noticed, it's already a doomsday scenario in D.C. Debt is it's off the map. It's ridiculous. $1.7 trillion spending bills that you can't even read before you can vote for them. Congress is already a mess. The government is already a doomsday scenario. Whether it's McCarthy in there or not, that doesn't change. McCarthy extends the doomsday scenario. And they just tell you the exact opposite. And I'm not surprised by the names and the figures doing it, like Fox News' Brian Kilmeade. Fox News' Brian Kilmeade labels anti-McCarthy GOP representatives insurrectionists. Doesn't surprise me one bit. Brian Kilmeade is a D.C. East Coast elitist. Always has been. He likes to dictate policy from his Big table at Fox News and his big radio show at Fox News. He likes to dictate to you how things should go. Brian Kilmeade likes to dictate down to the people what you should think and what you should do when it comes to politics. And we're reversing that trend, Brian. But I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised by any of this. And you may remember on Monday when I came on and hosted the show, I said, ignore the hemming and hawing, ignore the threats, ignore the doomsday this, doomsday that. It's 2016 with Trump all over again. It's the same D.C. elites, East Coast elites, swamp D.C. creatures that didn't want Trump in 2016 that are now telling you Kevin McCarthy's the best option in 2023. Don't buy it. Don't listen to it. Ignore it just like you did. Because these are just elitists who like being able to feel powerful by dictating policy and politics from the top down. And, of course, the swamp repays them by giving them all the swamp creature guests for their TV shows and their radio shows. And that makes them feel prestigious. And I'm really upset that Donald's changed his vote, especially after the attacks he was under. Democrat Cori Bush claims black Representative Byron Donalds perpetuating white supremacy after historic speaker nomination. Imagine, you know, because they love black people so much, right? So you had a black man nominated by the Democrats and a black man nominated by the Republicans. But one of the black men was called a white supremacist. You know which one it was? Of course you do. It was the Republican. So that's upsetting that. And I'm not saying that Byron Donalds switched his vote because of the Democrat lies and attacks on him. I'm just sad he did, considering the Democrat lies and attacks on him. By the way, what was the one other thing when I came on here for the first broadcast of the new year that did I say? Besides, don't listen to the hemming and hawing from the D.C. elites complaining that McCarthy can't get in. I said one of the big stories going into 2023 now is the market is finally going to catch up post-COVID and post-Biden. And now we've got all kinds of news on that. And the guest that's going to be joining me in the next hour, we're going to be talking about that with him as well. But ladies and gentlemen, remember, Infowars.com is supported by you. We don't have big D.C. interests. We don't have big donors. You notice the commercials here aren't big pharmaceutical commercials or big Hollywood commercials or big food commercials. No. We have our own supplements that we sell to you at the best price, highest quality supplements, lowest price at Infowarsstore.com. And that's how we fund ourselves. And it's not easy to do with the giant legal bills, the giant electricity bills that are going up now, the giant bills for the data that we use to house our own websites. We don't get to use YouTube. We don't get to use these big platforms, Facebook, to house our stuff. We had to build our own. That costs a lot of money. And so when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you support us. Or you can go right to InfoWarsStore.com and just make a direct donation. You don't want to get the great vitamin mineral fusion and start every day with it like I do? Fine. You can support us still. You can go and make a direct donation at InfoWarsStore.com. But I suggest buying the supplements because they work great. DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all 50% off right now. Top rated, top selling supplements. All 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But those sales are going to be coming to an end very shortly. Alex may decide to do that as soon as he gets back in the office. All right, continuing to monitor the vote, and then a guest joining me coming up in the next hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.